Let's also go to John. You're a business owner, right, John? You own La Cantina. Great spot. How are you?
I'm great, Anna. How are you?
I can't complain. I'm happy you're on. I want to ask you, because you're part of the reopening now. What are you guys doing at your restaurant?
We're out here right now just setting up the cafe, and, you know, with the rain in the morning, it just set us back a little bit. Not only that, but the, you know, the rioting and looting, it set us back. We were planning on working on this over the weekend and, you know, Monday and Tuesday, but we weren't able to we were more concerned with the other things that were happening. But right now we're getting set up. We're ready. We don't have not anybody here right now, but we're expecting for dinner that we will be, we only have two tables, so they will be filled, I'm sure, and we're just trying to get a system in place to coordinate those tables without problems. I mean, there's a lot of demand for people to be outside and dining right now.
John, normally, what is that? So you're outdoors with the social distancing rules and the 6 feet away, at least, you normally would have how many tables? You said now you have two, but normally what would it look like on your patio there?
Well, we would have six. We'd have six. So it's we tried a bunch of different ways to put more than we have out here, the two that we have, but there was just no way to do it with the 6 foot distancing.
Yeah. And are you doing, like, taking reservations? I mean, I just think it takes such a different kind of approach and planning to deal in this environment with the safety precautions you need and the social distancing, but still wanting to make money because you are a business and, you know, trying to put everything in place. And then, of course, you had dealt the setback from with the looting that you had to pick up from. It sounds like, were you guys hit pretty hard with that?
Well, you know, we've been lucky because we did not get looted. There's several businesses and friends of mine that own businesses within two blocks of me that were vandalized and looted. I was not. I boarded up as a precautionary measure because we have stayed open every day throughout all of this. And we actually, fortunately, I mean, we've been blessed and we've been very busy, especially over the past few days, because there's not a lot of businesses, not a lot of restaurants open, delivering and doing carry out. So we've been very busy, and it's kind of distracted from getting ready for this opening of the sidewalk cafe as well.
Well, I hope things are busy for you. It sounds like I'm sure the demand will be there. You got two tables and an active carry out kind of thing going on there. John, where are you located? Where's your business?
Oh, La Cantina Grill is located in the South Loop at 1911 South Michigan. We've been here for 14 years. We're a staple for this community, and we'll continue to be. I mean, right now we have 31 employees. They're all still working here from the beginning. When the dining rooms were closed back in March, we had 32 employees. We have 31 working right now. And with the other one, you know, they left voluntarily.
Right. So you were able to keep everybody employed. That's huge. Pretty amazing.
Yeah,
it speaks to what you do.
That was the PPP loan was part of that. So the federal government has been helpful. And then our customer base has been extremely helpful.
Yeah. Thank you, John, for calling in. I really appreciate it. And, you know, look, it speaks to what you do as a business, that you've maintained those employees and you've got that active carry out going, and you've been such a fixture in that community. So best of luck in the new phase.
Thank you, Anna.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Joel, let's go over to you real quick. We got time to hear from you. What's happening with your biz? What are you doing?
Oh, hey. How are you?
Wishbone Joel. How are you?
It's down here in the war zone, but we have the patio open. You know, we had to do some measuring and cut back the seating, but I think I came up with 30 seats, and I'm not complaining because something's better than nothing.
Yeah.
And
what would you normally seat there, Joel?
I think it's like 50. Around 50.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, I had to make some four tops into two tops and that sort of thing. Of course, today is not perfect, but it's nice out right now.
Yeah.
And I really only have, I mean, we'll see later on. I mean, I only have, of course, Gabriella was my first customer.
My daughter loves Wishbone. You're over on Jefferson. You used to be in the West Loop over Washington.
Yes. But, she's our favorite. She's our grit taster.
She loves her cheese grits, and we love and support you, Joel. I'm happy. You've been through so much during all of this, and I know you've had employees who've been with you for years and years and years, and it's heartbreaking. After something you built and put your blood, sweat, and tears into, you go through this period of time. But, you know, bright future.
I will say our windows didn't get broken, which is a good thing, considering.
Yeah.
You know, I took food on Sunday down to the first district to, you know, some of the volunteers and stuff on the cleanup. And, just seeing the destruction, it's horrible. You know, it's the city, you know, as if we don't have enough problems. And it's, you know, I have to deal with a lot of businesses may not come back. And you know, it's...
Right, it's like people needed, like anybody needed another hit. It's you're hitting already a community that's been hit pretty hard. But my best to you, Joel.
Thanks for sharing. And yeah, we're trying to hang in there. It's, I mean, right now the downtown, it's still a lot of people aren't coming down, and but it is a little more open. You know, I was worried about with staff and the
it'll happen.
You know, buses and trains coming in, but.
Joel, I'm out of time, but tell us all how we can reach you if people want to do carry out or come on your beautiful patio.
Just go to wishbonechicago.com. Thanks.
Thanks for the time. Thanks for calling in. It's bottom of the hour, and let's get to the bottom of the hour news here on WGN.